what needs to happen on third downs to get that more effective?
Better execution. You know, I think we got to, as a whole, all 11 guys got to do a better job executing it, whether we're running the football, throwing it, route technique outside, separating from tighter coverage, and just really coming down to doing a better job. We got to help them do a better job planning, possibly, and make some, you know, adjustments here and there as the game goes along. And it's all of us. We got to do a better job.
Is it better first and second down execution as well to put you up in third and short instead of third and long?
Well, that always helps. If you can get into third and manageable, you know, you like to stay in that 2-5 category if you can. And, you know, usually you're more effective in there. The run pass options are better than, you know, you always want to stay out of third and long situations because now you're playing into their hand.
I think there have been, I think, 27 third and five and under since Tim started, like 42 or third and five and more. So there have been more long yard situations. Do you attribute it more to that, that there have been a lot more, you know, unmanageable third down situations, which make it tougher, or just the execution part of it that just have to throw the ball or accurately catch the ball? That kind
of thing? I think it's a combination of everything, to be honest. I mean, that's kind of probably not the answer you want to hear, but I think that, you know, the longer it is, obviously, the harder it is to convert it. You know, you get in the third and 10 pluses, they can just drop back and, you know, they're going to play the sticks, sit at the sticks, and try to sit underneath everything. So, you know, you just got to, it's everyone doing a better job on first and second down. You know, you look back at some of those games and you say, God, if, you know, we would have stayed on this block or hit this pass, whatever that is, or if I would have made a different call in a certain situation to keep us out of a third and long, and, you know, maybe on second and 10 ran the ball and gained 4 or 5 yards, and now it's third and 6. So it's just everybody, you know, picking up their game a little bit and being better in situational football.
How have you noticed, you know, most receivers like to catch the ball, but they've done a lot of blocking.
Yep.
Your tight ends and your wide receivers. How have they responded to this challenge of being more blocker oriented than catch the ball oriented?
Well, I think if you go back to the Raider game, you can't watch a better football game. The way the four receivers who played in that game, the way they blocked. I mean, they're unselfish players, but it's all about, like we say this every week, it's about winning and losing. You know, if you're losing football games and not getting the ball, you're going to see the frustrations come out a little more, I would imagine. But when we're winning, it solves all the problems in the world. And it's just a matter of, hey, they're doing whatever it takes to help us win football games. They're unselfish players. They all want the ball. They understand that. We understand that as coaches, but there's only one ball to go around, and we're going to do whatever it takes to win.
I feel Willis is handling it this week. He had extra rest. Yeah. I think he's fine.
He'll be fine. Willis had a good week of practice. He flew around Wednesday when we were, you know, going full speed and all the base game plan stuff. And then as we've, you know, went in today, some more third down things. He didn't take as many snaps like he normally does on Thursday, and he's ready to go.
Is that precautionary more than anything?
No, it's just we've monitored him all year long. You know, he gets a big workload on Wednesday, and then he gets a little bit on Thursday, and he'll get a little bit Friday. And the key is to have him fresh on Sundays.